January 20, 1922. What the soul who lives in the divine will should do with her rags. I was all concerned, with the addition that I saw myself as so bad that only Jesus can know the miserable state of my soul. And my sweet Jesus, all goodness, came and told me, "My daughter, why do you oppress yourself? Do you know how one's own things are in my will? They are like many miserable rags and tatters, which give more dishonor than honor to the soul, and remind her that she used to be a poor one, and possessed not even one garment that was whole. When I want to call a soul into my will, that she may establish her residence in it, I act like a great lord who would want to take one of the poorest women into his palace, so that, laying down her clothes of poor, she may be clothed according to his same condition, living together with him, and sharing in all of his goods. Now, this lord goes around all the streets of the city, and as he finds one of the poorest women, homeless, without a bed, covered only with filthy rags, he takes her and brings her to his palace as a triumph of his charity. However, he orders her to lay down her rags, to clean herself and to clothe herself with the most beautiful garments, and in order to keep no memory of her poverty, to burn her rags. In fact, since he is extremely rich, he does not admit anything in his house which Mary call poverty. Now, if the poor one sadly misses her rags, and afflicts herself because she has brought nothing of her own, would she not offend the goodness, the magnanimity of that Lord? So I am. And if that Lord goes around one city, I go around the whole world, and maybe all generations. And wherever I find the littlest, the poorest one, I take her and place her in the eternal sphere of my volition, saying to her, "Work together with me in my will. What is mine is yours. If you have something from your own, lay it down, because in the sanctity and in the immense riches of my will, it is nothing but miserable rags." Wanting to have one's own merits is of servants, of slaves, not of children. What belongs to the Father, belongs to his children. Besides, what are all the merits that you could acquire compared to one single act of my will? All merits have their own little value, weight and measure. But who could ever measure one single act of my will? No one, no one. And then, what are your merits compared to mine? In my will you will find them all, and I make of you the owner. Aren't you happy? Listen, my daughter, I want you to leave everything aside. Your mission is immense, and more than words, it is acts that I expect from you. I want you to be in continuous act in my will. I want the strolling of your thoughts in my will, which, strolling over all human intelligences, may lay the mantle of my will over all created minds, and rising up to the throne of the Eternal One, may offer all human thoughts sealed with the honor and the glory of my divine will. Then, lay the mantle of my will over all human gazes, over all words, as though placing your eyes and your words in a stroll over all of their gazes and words, and sealing them with my will, rise before the Supreme Majesty once again, and offer the homage as if all had used the sight and the speech according to my will. In the same way, if you work, if you breathe, if your heart beats, may your strolling be continuous. Your path is extremely long, it is all eternity that you must cover. If you knew how much you lose with one stop of yours, and how you deprive me, not of a human honor, but of a divine honor. These are the merits which you should fear of losing, not your rags and your miseries. Therefore, more attention in doing your runs in my will.